Why does the stock market hate it so much when interest rates rise? From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is making it official. At a press conference yesterday after the Fed's two-day meeting, Powell signaled that the Fed will start raising interest rates in March. Stocks fell on the news, even though it hardly came as a surprise. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer was at the virtual press conference and joins me now. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Sabri. Yeah, the Fed has been telling us for months that the low interest rate party will not last forever, so the Fed will be raising rates to try to head off inflation. Higher rates make it harder for consumers and businesses to borrow money. They spend less, and that cools off the economy. But Powell also said this is a tricky economy, so the Fed will have to be nimble.
There's a case that for whatever reason, the economy slows more and inflation slows more than expected. We'll react to that. If instead we see inflation at a higher level or a more persistent level, then we'll react to that.
And stock markets did not like this one bit. Why do investors care so much about interest rate hikes?
Well, higher interest rates can make stocks less attractive. And that's because if rates go up, you can get a decent return with safer investments like bonds. So why buy risky stocks? Also, investors really don't like uncertainty. And Powell is saying, we're not sure exactly what inflation will do and we'll roll with the punches. Investors like things to be more stable and predictable.
Now, what about all the bonds that the Fed bought to stabilize the economy during the pandemic?
Well, the Fed has started tapering off that bond buying. Powell says it'll stop buying bonds altogether by March. And he was pretty firm about that and also about the interest rate increases. He says the economy is very different now than it was the last time. There was a series of very gradual rate hikes in 2015. Powell says this time the Fed has quite a bit of room to raise interest rates without threatening the job market or slowing the economy's recovery.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Free COVID tests from the federal government are starting to arrive in people's mailboxes. Free N95 masks are starting to become available at pharmacies and grocery stores. And now, private insurers are required by the federal government to cover the cost of up to 8 at-home rapid COVID tests per person per month, should you be buying them still. Marketplace's Samantha Fields on reports on how that's all going for people.
When Zach Lipton learned he could get reimbursed for at-home COVID tests, he figured he might as well get some.
I ordered 4 boxes of them, which is 8 tests. I got them in a couple days in the mail.
Lipton's in his 30s and lives in San Francisco. He says once the tests arrived, he went to his insurance company's website to see how to get reimbursed.
And you had to fill out a PDF form, print it out. You had to cut the UPC box top codes off the test boxes, attach the receipt, and mail it into a P.O. box in Chico.
Lipton just put all that in the mail the other day, and he has no idea how long it'll take to get his money back. Depending on your insurer, there are 2 ways to get at-home tests for free. One is what Lipton did, buy it yourself and submit for reimbursement. The other is called direct coverage. In that scenario,
an insurer would set up a network of preferred retailers.
Lindsay Dawson is with the Kaiser Family Foundation.
And a consumer could go into one of those places, so a pharmacy, for example, and pick up a test without having to front the money.
Dawson and her colleagues just surveyed a bunch of insurers, and she says all of them will reimburse for at-home tests, but only about half have a direct coverage option right now. In theory, she says, it's easier to just walk into a pharmacy and get a test for free than to submit receipts and box tops. But in order for that to work,
you really need to have that test in store. You can't walk in and get a test for free if the test isn't there.
And right now, that is still a big issue. Tests are becoming more available, though.
I'm swimming in piles of boxes around me.
Dr. Kavita Patel is a primary care physician at a community health center in Washington, D.C. And she says until recently, she barely had any tests to give away and tons of people asking.
It was like Willy Wonka's golden ticket.
Now it's the opposite.
Literally every patient I saw yesterday, I said, how many people live in the house with you? 6? Okay, here's 6 boxes.
Right now, Patel says that is a lot easier than trying to help patients figure out how to get reimbursed through their insurance. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
All right, let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.5%. Dow and S&P futures are down around 0.1%, with the Dow future down 28 points. NASDAQ futures are up 0.1%, and the 10-year Treasury yield is at 1.828%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The European Union is filing a case against China at the WTO, and it all boils down to a name. This past November, Lithuania allowed a Taiwanese representative's office, basically an embassy in all but name, to open in that country, and it opened it under the name Taiwan instead of Chinese Taipei. China condemned the opening, and the EU says China has been illegally restricting trade from Lithuania and other European states since. The BBC's Jessica Parker has more.
China downgraded diplomatic relations with Lithuania last year, but has denied ordering a boycott of Lithuanian goods. It comes after the Baltic state broke with the status quo and allowed Taiwan to set up a representative office bearing the name Taiwan. Taiwan sees itself as an independent country. China sees it as a breakaway province. The EU says it now has evidence that China is blocking Lithuanian imports, as well as imports from other EU states which contain Lithuanian components.
The BBC's Jessica Parker there. Finally, later this morning, we're going to learn what the U.S. gross domestic product came to in the fourth quarter of 2021. Economists think that during the last 3 months of the year, the economy sped up to 5.5% growth per year. And if you look at the year as a whole, estimates are the U.S. economy grew at its fastest rate in nearly 40 years. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.